He's gone from studying medicine on the East Coast to practicing it in Southern California. So we're getting to know Dr. Varun Tolanki, a urologist with Southwest Healthcare. This is Southwest Health Talk with Southwest Healthcare, building relationships that touch the heart. For more information, please visit swhealthcare.com. That's swhealthcare.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Southwest Healthcare. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi, Dr. Tolanki. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Joey.
Great to have you. Appreciate the time. So first, where are you from originally and what initially inspired you to seek a career in medicine?
So I grew up in Long Island, New York. I was brought up and raised there, and my folks do still live out there, and we have family out there. It was a great place to grow up, good upbringing, good family life. And really what brought me to medicine was growing up, I had a lot of family members in the medical field, and seeing the changes that you can make in somebody's life through medicine is really what drew me to the field. And as I explored it further through volunteering at the hospital, doing research in different labs, it really did open my eyes to healthcare, medicine, and understanding what a career in medicine might be like. And so it's been a journey and it's been a great one. And I'm happy to be here and happy you guys are having me here for this talk. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we do too, because it's always great to chat with a doctor or other medical professional that's got an interesting background and job. You certainly fit both categories. Why specifically urology for you?
Urology is a surgical subspecialty. We treat the bladder, prostate, kidneys, sexual health. And really what drew me to this was my experience when I was a medical student. And I saw that urologists really fix problems. And that was really what drew me to it. I'd say different subspecialties in healthcare have their pros and cons. And I think that when I was making that decision, what drew me in was the procedural based specialty where I can see patients, treat them with very effective treatments. But at the same time, there's a balance where I treat patients long term as well. I treat men and women with urologic issues many times for life, where I see them for surveillance, monitoring, whether it be for a lifestyle issue, such as maybe incontinence, or even cancer treatments. So that's another big part of my practice where I treat urologic cancers. And a lot of these men and women I treat almost for life. And it really helps create a bond and it gives me a lot of fulfillment in my day-to-day life. And that's part of the reason I love coming to work.
That's great. So we mentioned you're a transplanted East Coaster, New Yorker, as you point out, from on Long Island. So what brought you across the country to Southwest Healthcare?
My folks live out in New York. My wife's family is in Bakersfield in Central California. And so when we were out looking for practices, we kept our options open. Truthfully, what it came down to was this region and the practice that I've joined, Tri-Valley Urology, the physicians in the group, the dynamic among the physicians, the patient population, the support from the healthcare system, these various aspects really helped us understand, hey, this is going to be a good fit for us to live in, the quality of life, the home life, the good school systems. There were multiple components to it that we thought of, and we looked everywhere. Nothing really filled all of those characteristics better than this did. And I've been here for about 4 years now in this region. And truthfully, there isn't really a day that we've regretted it because I think there was a lot of thought that went into coming here. And we have two beautiful children that we've been blessed with. And it's a great place. We love to call it home.
So men, sometimes women as well, are often embarrassed to come to a urologist for some of the issues they may be having. What's your advice to those joining us that fit that mold to put them at ease and let them know that you can be a confidant as well as their physician, right?
I really think it starts from the patient. And the first thing I recommend that everybody does that's listening is really take their own health seriously and make themselves a priority. Not wait until whatever problem they may be beginning to have becomes severe. Part of what I want to emphasize is in a lot of urologic issues, such as urinary issues, bladder issues, kidney issues, you're not alone. I treat men and women on a daily basis who we can provide real relief to. And we have provided real relief to a lot of these men and women. So the important piece, that big takeaway to realize, is that it may feel like you're alone. And you may feel embarrassed by a lot of these problems that you're experiencing, but there are a lot of solutions, a lot of treatments. A lot of these treatments can be very minimally invasive. A lot of treatments, even as simple as physical therapy, can fix a lot of these issues. So we try to provide a comprehensive practice, treatments for really all men and women, provide long-lasting relief, and give you your quality of life back.
And speaking of which, in urology, as in so many areas of medicine these days, prevention, early prevention, consistent screening, so important to keep something that can be nipped in the bud from getting far worse, maybe even life-threatening. What are one or two examples of conditions you treat that people should be aware they cannot let go too long, because otherwise they could be looking at serious problems?
I'll give you an example in men. Prostate issues are issues such as urinary problems, urinating too often, or sometimes not often enough, urinary leakage, a lot of bothersome prostate issues, if left alone, can lead to more long-term side effects such as long-term bladder issues, sometimes complete bladder failure over time, kidney failure if it's left alone. So this is something that, not to scare anybody, but I wouldn't want anybody to take lightly, because these problems can become more severe. Now, in women, urinary incontinence, urinary leakage, pelvic organ prolapse, feeling like your bladder is falling out or something like that, can lead to other issues down the line as well. The problem can become more severe. I have a lot of women that I treat with urinary issues who may self-restrict how much water intake they consume because they're worried that they're going to use the restrooms. And limiting your water intake can lead to a whole set of other issues as well. So whatever problem that you're having, it's important to bring it up with your medical professional and seek treatment, because it can really make a long-lasting change to your life.
Absolutely. A few other things. You treat erectile dysfunction. You treat for low testosterone. Your approach, doctor, when it comes to discussing these very sensitive things with patients, how does that develop over time? Where do you get the savvy that you need and the compassion, the sensitivity you need to do that in a way that people are comfortable?
So I am honored to be in a field where men and women can share with me these very sensitive issues that they're suffering with. I really encourage them to see the problem at face value and look at it. If you're suffering with this issue, I really offer them treatments of varying degree. Erectile dysfunction is an example. We start with lifestyle modifications, small changes to their general day-to-day activities to see if this helps. We run testing, hormone testing, to see if there are secondary issues leading to this. And then we also offer surgery. There's injectable treatments, there's penile implant, inflatable penile implants. So we offer all sorts of treatments, and there's no one size fits all for these problems. And so I try to encourage men to understand. I give them a lot of literature to read about so they can understand that there are a lot of options. In terms of low testosterone is another example. We help, the first thing we do is, well, we run the test. I think there's a lot of fear among even checking a testosterone in men. And so we highly recommend, if a man is suffering from low energy, fatigue, trouble with sleep, depression, we highly recommend checking a testosterone, because there are countless number of men that I've gotten off of antidepressants because of this, men who have been suffering from difficulty with weight loss because of a low testosterone. So It can provide a lot of relief and help you in ways some of these men can't even imagine because of how long they've been suffering with these problems for.
Away from work, when you're not doing a great job of improving people's quality of life, how about your own quality of life? You have a family, you've made this switch to living across the country. What do you and yours enjoy when you're not practicing?
One of the reasons I came to this practice was that we all pride ourselves in a good work-life balance. And I think that's very important in the healthcare field. It's almost forgotten about in some ways, especially in the surgical fields. I have a beautiful wife. I have two young children, a four-year-old boy and a four-week-old girl. So we've got our hands full a little bit for some time, and it's incredible. And I think family is what gives you purpose in life, and it gives you something to live for. It gives you happiness at the end of the day. And it's really, my children are my life and my wife. We're extremely blessed to have this beautiful family. Outside of work, it's a lot of family time, a lot of traveling in Southern California, going to beaches, trying new restaurants. My four-year-old boy, we just taught him how to ride a bike. So we spent a lot of time going around, checking out neighborhoods, doing a little bit of trail bike riding. And that's what I think makes Southern California on a whole incredible, because we can do it year-round. A lot of visiting family, driving up to Bakersfield, flying over to New York to visit my family. So we like to stay busy. And the beauty of the practice model that Tri-Valley Urology has is we have a great work-life balance. And I like to take care of myself, so that way when I'm seeing patients, I'm at 100%. And I think that's very important, especially with a lot of these sensitive treatments that we perform.
Sounds like a great approach. And by the way, congratulations on the newborn.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome. And so finally, I've saved the most important question for last, Doctor. We're going to put you on the spot here. I'm going to give you a two-parter. Since you're from Long Island, now you're in Cali, give me, please, an example of one thing you miss most from back home that you can't get in Southern California, and vice versa. One thing you've taken on in your new lifestyle that you never got enough of back home.
So one thing that I definitely miss in New York is family. My parents, my sisters, we keep in touch. We do our best to stay close. And so that's definitely number one on my priority list. Second thing is bagels, the New York bagels, New York, New Jersey bagels. You can't beat them. And we haven't found a place out here yet that comes close. So if you know any, please let us, please tell us. But yeah, I think there are a lot of benefits to either coast. New York is an incredible place. My family's out there, good food, good pizza, good bagels. And on the flip side, being in Southern California, there's a reason people don't leave Southern California. There's a whole slew of reasons. Biggest one is the people, the weather, the good food, good schools. It's a great place to live. And I could go on and on about that. And it's really given us a lot of confidence in our decision to live here. And we love the place. We love this practice. We love living in this Temecula Murrieta region. And it's a great place to live, great place to raise a family. And we hope to continue to be here for many years to come.
Certainly sounds like it. By the way, good luck finding great bagels where you are. And what you're saying there, of course, everyone talks about missing the New York bagels. It always reminds me of a line by the late, great George Carlin. He said, if you're walking down the street and you see a sign that says New York bagels, it tells you one thing. You ain't in New York.
That's right. Right. I believe it.
Very funny. Well, folks, we trust you've gotten to know Dr. Varun Talanki. Doctor, such a pleasure to catch up with you. Keep up all your great work, and thanks so much again.
Joey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for more information, please visit swhealthcare.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please do share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Joey Waller. Thanks again for being part of Southwest Health Talk with Southwest Healthcare.